Welcome to VG Buzz, your daily source for gaming news, brought to you by Element FM. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 a month at Element FM and amplify your voice. Now let's get to the news. As we move deeper into 2023, the gaming industry stands at a crucial crossroads, embodying both major upheaval and thrilling evolution. Recent months have seen the closure of long-standing studios and widespread restructuring, creating uncertainty across the entire sector. One of the most prominent stories has been the precarious position of Romero Games, co-founded by the legendary John Romero, which now faces potential closure following major funding cuts from Microsoft. This has led to extensive project delays, numerous layoffs, and growing concerns about the studio's long-term sustainability in an increasingly competitive landscape. Yet, in the face of adversity, some studios demonstrate exceptional resilience and ingenuity. Build a Rocket Boy, for example, successfully pivoted after significant staff reductions, relaunching their ambitious titles, Mind's Eye and Everywhere. Their determination and adaptive strategies set a hopeful precedent for others in the industry coping with sudden market changes and setbacks. Meanwhile, there's an increasing push for greater transparency and inclusivity, exemplified by the growing Stop Killing Games movement. Advocates within this grassroots initiative are pressuring lawmakers and industry leaders to adopt reforms that protect players' digital ownership and access rights. These calls for regulatory change reflect a maturing ecosystem, one that is willing to reflect on its past mistakes and actively seek out more inclusive solutions moving forward. The past year has also brought a wave of new game releases, sparking a wide array of reactions from gamers and critics alike. Among the most talked about launches is Lens Island, which has received praise for its richly immersive gameplay and compelling crafting mechanics. However, some players have voiced frustrations over pacing issues, illustrating the delicate balance developers must strike between offering complexity and maintaining flow. Palworld, meantime, has captured attention with its strategic gameplay and innovative PALS system, demonstrating the ongoing appetite for titles that mix charming aesthetics with deep mechanics. Updates for established favorites like New World, including its recently launched Capture the Flag mode, have rekindled community excitement and brought lapsed players back into the fold. Star Citizen's continual stream of in-game events also ensures its devoted player base remains as engaged and enthusiastic as ever. When it comes to anticipation, few upcoming titles generate as much buzz as Death Stranding 2, On the Beach, which is slated for a June 2025 release. Early previews hint at deeper narrative arcs, more robust gameplay mechanics, and emotional storytelling, setting high expectations among fans. The Arcade Archive series deserves a special mention, reviving beloved retro classics with added features that enable global competition for high scores. By allowing players to adjust settings and encouraging competitive play, the series is not only fueling nostalgia, but building a new community around classic gameplay. This blend of old and new highlights how the market accommodates both the hunger for innovation and the comfort of revisiting beloved franchises. But it's not all smooth sailing, especially for indie developers navigating a landscape dominated by larger publishers and rising development costs. Joel Staff-Hesta of Clifftop Games recently emphasized the importance of balancing creative drive with personal well-being, a sentiment echoed by many in the indie scene who are striving to survive increasing pressure. The developers behind Ready or Not have also made headlines, facing censorship issues while still adhering to their vision of portraying the unforgiving atmosphere of tactical urban combat. This ongoing debate over content regulation continues to shape what studios can deliver and how players interact with these games. The financial aspect of gaming also came into sharp focus this year, particularly in the tabletop RPG supply industry, where several bankruptcies have left smaller publishers scrambling. Industry experts and community members alike are calling for tighter regulatory protections to shield vulnerable creators from distribution and supply chain disruptions. Against this backdrop, the gaming marketplace continues to be a fascinating blend of nostalgia and bold experimentation. Collectibles from franchises like Animal Crossing sit comfortably alongside ambitious new releases, such as Sonic Racing Crossworlds, which fuses classic mascots with high-energy racing action. Yet the digital era brings its own set of persistent concerns, especially around server shutdowns and cybersecurity alarm bells. The Pokémon Center Online, for example, recently faced renewed security challenges, prompting users to demand stronger protections for their personal data. Despite these recurring issues, enduring titles like Death Stranding 2 and Grand Theft Auto 5 remain strong sellers in North America, and Splitgate 2 is gathering steam in European markets. Gamers are also keeping a close eye on Wrathbound Interactive's upcoming Cygram, which aims to push the boundaries of interactive storytelling using advanced AI techniques. Amidst these market shifts, Microsoft made waves with major layoffs at ZeniMax Online Studios, resulting in multiple project cancellations. However, the mood isn't entirely bleak, as the upcoming Nintendo Switch release of Bendy Lone Wolf and the innovative gameplay of EA Sports College Football 26 both inspire renewed enthusiasm. It's also noteworthy that console exclusivity is becoming less rigid, thanks to community advocacy for broader platform inclusion and crossplay. Helldivers 2 exemplifies this trend after a long stint as a PlayStation exclusive. With an eagerly anticipated launch for Xbox Series X or S set for August 26, 2025. This aligns with the growing demand for crossplay and accessibility, which remains a central priority for many modern gamers. On the other hand, Where Winds Meet is carving out its niche as a PlayStation exclusive, preparing for a major beta test amid acclaim for its stunning visuals. With the massive anticipation building around Death Stranding 2, on the beach, early details are stoking excitement about fresh gameplay elements, longer campaign hours, and a new dynamic day-night cycle. The promise of over 70 hours of gameplay, with real-time breaks for player immersion, suggests an experience both deep and rewarding. Adding yet another layer to the mix, Death Stranding 2 will also feature celebrity cameos, injecting both humor and fan service into its emotionally charged storyline. In the rapidly evolving mobile arena, Goddess of Victory, Nikki is reinvigorating its player base through a fresh collaboration with Nier Automata. Players can look forward to new characters, special missions, and enticing in-game items, underscoring the power of cross-franchise partnerships. Meanwhile, technical woes continue to challenge everyday play experiences, with Valorant players recently experiencing severe keyboard input lag on devices like the ROG Ally. Thankfully, a hotfix targeting the Armory Crate SE background service has provided a straightforward solution, and alternatives like GHelper are gaining popularity among users seeking more stable setups. Blizzard has made a decisive shift with Warcraft Rumble, announcing a halt to new content development alongside significant layoffs that have impacted several projects, including the much-anticipated Perfect Dark reboot. Warcraft Rumble will now shift into maintenance mode, focusing on essential updates and select in-game events, leaving fans anxious about the future of their favorite franchises. On the competitive shooter front, EA prepares for the much-hyped launch of Battlefield 6, but internal skepticism persists about hitting its ambitious target of 100 million players. With development costs now rumored to exceed $500 million, tough questions are being raised about the viability of such aggressive expansion in a shifting marketplace. The debate between prioritizing live service growth and maintaining long-term loyalty rages on, highlighting broader conversations about sustainable development in AAA titles. Industry-wide, workplace conduct remains under the spotlight, especially following legal convictions of former Ubisoft executives for sexual and psychological harassment, underscoring the urgent need for systemic change. Investigations into toxic studio cultures support calls for stricter policies, greater transparency, and improve support systems for employees at all levels. The response from the wider gaming community has been one of solidarity, with a clear demand for corporate accountability and a transformative cultural shift towards safer, more inclusive environments. All these developments put the industry at a defining moment, balancing remarkable challenges with burgeoning opportunities to redefine what gaming can be. While indie studios contend with mounting pressures, companies like Build-A-Rocket-Boy show that adaptive strategies and community-first thinking can yield new paths to success. Community engagement remains more important than ever, with upcoming promotional events for Stick Battles and Magia Exedra aiming to keep fans energized and involved. If you're looking to grab exclusive promo codes and gaming deals, remember to set a reminder for Amazon Prime Day, scheduled for July 8th through 11th, 2025, which will feature discounts on game tech and titles alike. In this spirit of community-driven progress, developers are stepping up with resources and updates designed to foster involvement and feedback. For instance, the creators of Ship Inc. are publishing new guides and encouraging player suggestions, promoting an evolving dialogue that benefits the entire user base. Over in the sports simulation space, Madden 26 is coming soon, bringing major NFL presentation enhancements and doubling down on realism and player immersion. As we look forward, the horizon is bright for both seasoned gamers and newcomers, with innovative releases and major updates spanning every genre and platform. Among the most notable announcements, Bandai Namco recently revealed My Hero All's Justice, an all-new entry building on the legacy of My Hero Academia. Launching in tandem with the final anime season this October, the game is poised to generate major excitement among fans. Final Fantasy XIV is also openly addressing player feedback with an alliance queuing update, making cooperative gameplay smoother and more accessible for everyone. And for those seeking a fresh, roguelike experience, Towa and the Guardians of the Sacred Tree promises challenging combat and character development when it debuts on September 19th, 2025. It's clear that the global gaming landscape continues to expand, reflecting an array of styles and experiences that speak to the industry's remarkable diversity and resilience. As games grow bolder in both creativity and scope, ongoing collaboration between consumers, developers, and publishers is essential. By supporting advocacy, nurturing innovation, and adapting to rapid change, the gaming community can thrive in the face of unprecedented challenges. As always, I encourage players to stay informed, get involved, and explore everything the ever-evolving world of gaming has to offer. That wraps up today's episode. Checkpoint cleared. Thanks, and catch us tomorrow in your favorite podcast app.